Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and this is your podcast of the week.
In this week's podcast, we're going mobile. A 2008 Pew Internet study on mobile access shows that 62% of all Americans are part of the wireless mobile population, participating in digital activities away from home or work. Specifically, 58% send or receive a text message, 58% take or send pictures, 27% play games, and almost 20% use email or search the internet on their phone. And I'm sure by now that number is up even higher. And you don't need an iPhone or expensive device to use some of these mobile technologies. Even basic phones can do text messaging. Did you know that you can text a librarian to ask a question? Send a message to 265010, that's 265010. Start the message with our AIM screen name, I'm Minerva, and follow it by your question. Besides the library, there are a number of companies providing these types of services. Need government info? Try mobile.usa.gov. For dictionary or thesaurus, try M, that's the letter M, .reference.com. Definitely check out mobifusion.com, that's mobifusion.com, which has tons of reference-related content like World Almanacs, encyclopedias, ebooks, and then content from tons of publishers like Penguin, DK, Oxford University Press, and many more. There are many newspapers and magazines that are available mobily as well, such as cnnmoney.mobi or businessweek.mobi. You know you can use your mobile phone to search WorldCat? Well, WorldCat is a database of all libraries around the world's resources, and we have the WorldCat database listed on our library's database page. To use it from a mobile device, you have to download the app at www.worldcat.org/m. Then you can search WorldCat from wherever you are, find materials you need, find the library nearest you by zip code, call them directly, or map directions to their location. No matter where you are, information's available to you. Want to find out more? Why not text your librarian?